Teaching kids the alphabet? There's an app for that. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It sounds like a great tool until you realize it's actually trying to recruit kids into jihadism. On the other end of the spectrum, a familiar face has been called to lead a campus ministry. We'll save that story for later. Our first story shares both a problem and a solution. ISIS recently released an app that's teaching kids the Arabic alphabet. Sounds friendly until you realize the app teaches kids by using jihadist and militaristic terminology. It fills their minds with a normalcy of violence, something that should be anything but normal. And yet, it comes at nearly the same time as Pioneer's launch of its crowdfunding campaign, Giving Hope, which focuses on meeting refugees' needs both physically and spiritually. Nathan Burns with Pioneers.
So this Giving Hope push, this campaign, specifically helps provide trauma counseling to women and children so that now that they've got aid, let's help them recover emotionally from those scars they have.
Refugees, whether they're in homes or camps, rarely have anyone to just talk to about the horrors they've seen.
Some of the things people have witnessed, you wouldn't be surprised if they never recovered from it.
But through Christ, they can recover. So would you help? As Pioneers works with refugees, providing aid and counseling, they're also building long-term relationships and sharing the gospel. For prayer and action points, visit missionnews.org. So when global ministries and local churches partner together, lives are changed for the good. Cedar Crest Church in Georgia has been a Compassion International partner for 7 years, sponsoring almost 500 kids in Uganda. Compassion's George Wright.
We get to let a lot of people be involved around the world instead of just a few that get to go on a mission trip.
And now Cedar Crest has a new way of caring for those families. Compassion's Card Funder program allows people to use their unused gift cards and turn them into charitable donations. Wright says Cedar Crest chose to support Compassion's Water for Life project.
We got to provide clean water for somewhere around 50 or 60 families through the Card Funder program.
He believes the Compassion Card Funder program is a powerful way to teach the church in the United States how to be the gospel to others.
Use our excess, use what we've already got to make a difference. I mean, why would you not do that? Look in the glove box of your car and find those unused gift cards that someone's already given you that are just sitting there and let them make a difference.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Sign language is composed of over 400 unique languages from around the world, says Chantel Pagan of Deaf Bible Society. The ministry recently released scripture in Mexican Sign Language for the first time. Pagan says,
there are over 1,200,000 deaf people throughout this region. And so this deaf people group has so many people that are just waiting to hear the good news of Jesus. And when I say hear, I mean in the sense that they are looking for a visual interpretation, a visual translation of scripture.
Even though many deaf people can read written word, it's not the best way for them to learn and study the gospel.
The very thing that developed our written language, what we read, has been what we hear. And so for a people group that has never heard those words before, reading that language, reading the text, or reading the orthography, it's a second language to them.
They're working to release the next set of Mexican Sign Language scriptures next year. Deaf Bible Society welcomes your partnership so they can continue telling unreached populations about Jesus Christ. And when it comes to a diversified portfolio, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's found it in Tom Lin. A Harvard grad, he steps into the president's role in August after having served in Mongolia with the Lausanne Movement, Missio Nexus, and Wycliffe Bible Translators. In his spare time, he wrote a couple books. He's also the first InterVarsity president who began his InterVarsity career working in campus ministry. So what's all that mean? A lifetime of commitment connecting the next gen to the Great Commission. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.